For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. President Donald Trump has approved Missouri's request for a federal disaster declaration in response to the COVID-19 outbreak. Governor Mike Parson announced the approval yesterday. It will help the state, local governments, and nonprofits recover expenses related to the outbreak. Parson's request for federal assistance for crisis counseling, unemployment assistance, and disposal for hazardous waste is still pending. Trump's approval comes as Missouri reported 502 cases of coronavirus yesterday. Grocery stores are one of the few businesses still open, and most are very busy with shoppers stocking up on food and medicine. As Shayla Farzan reports, these crowds put store workers at a higher risk of getting sick.
Detanya Weaver has worked as a Schnucks pharmacy technician for 2 decades, and she says she's never seen anything like this.
It has been literally a zoo.
Weaver says they try to disinfect surfaces between customers, especially because some come in visibly sick.
We're very concerned for our own safety, but we tend to try to put our patients before our own health.
United Food and Commercial Workers Local 655 has asked Missouri Governor Mike Parson to classify all grocery and pharmacy workers as first responders during the pandemic. That would give them priority access to COVID-19 testing and wage reimbursement if they get sick. But Parson said this week, first responders like law enforcement are, quote, classified for a reason. I'm Shayla Farzan.
Governor Mike Parson says if he could prioritize COVID-19 testing for all residents of long-term care facilities with an outbreak of coronavirus, he would. But he says he can't due to a shortage of tests. The state protocol is to only test those who develop symptoms, even in facilities where the coronavirus has been confirmed.
I would be willing to change that if it was possible to do. But I know every day there's a shortage of the test kits that are out there, and we have to allocate which ones we think are a priority for our state. As much as I would help to help everyone that could be able to be tested today that wants to be tested, the reality of it is we don't have the test. They don't have it nationally.
Parson says one priority for COVID-19 testing right now is the healthcare workers Missouri will rely heavily on to fight coronavirus in the coming weeks. In Springfield this week, 3 residents of the same assisted living facility died from complications of COVID-19, and 2 others are in the hospital. Amid concerns that prisoners face a heightened risk of exposure to the coronavirus, a public interest law firm wants Missouri to release prisoners whose parole has been revoked. Dan Margulies has more.
In an emergency motion filed yesterday, the MacArthur Justice Center argued that prisons with people going in and out every day are breeding grounds for the virus. Amy Bryan is an attorney with the center.
This is critically important to not just protecting our clients' health and safety, but it's also a matter of public health.
Thousands of Missouri inmates are in prison because their parole was revoked, often for something like crossing a state line. I'm Dan Margulies.
And I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.